I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Hezbollah says it would consider a ceasefire on Lebanon's border if Israel stops military operations in Gaza. Since October, rockets have driven over 80,000 Lebanese away from the border. Christian organizations such as Themar LSCSD quickly mobilized to help the displaced. Themar's Hunter Williamson.
Themar remains ready to respond to further needs if things escalate.
Before the conflict, daily survival was already a challenge for many Lebanese, including Christians.
There are Christians in southern Lebanon and across the country as a whole who are either caught in the crossfire, whose lives have been upended by this conflict, or who otherwise in some way or another are being greatly affected by this war.
Themar supports local Christians while also showing a love of Christ to others. Learn more about their ministry and how to get a free prayer guide at missionnews.org. And we take a closer look at Iraq's push to close all IDP, or internally displaced persons, camps by the end of July. Samuel of Redemptive Stories says many people affected by this move would have gone home sooner if they could.
The southern part is still unsafe because the PKK is still there and there's fighting that only about 15% of those people have been able to return.
Restoring the pre-ISIS status quo in Iraq is a top political priority.
A lot of politicians ran on this kind of platform, and that's why they're trying to press into Kurdistan to have these IDP camps closed.
Most IDP camp residents belong to the Yazidi people group. Please ask the Holy Spirit to soften hearts on both sides of the ethnic divide. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.